So the next speaker, we already have the titular street wizard. This is the titular apprentice, an incredibly talented actor, wonderful human being. Please welcome to the stage, Matt Kidd.
No pressure, you know, just show up and tell a nice story.
Okay, sure.
Living spell. Okay. First story I'm ever telling in front of people, so give me a little slide.
Thank you.
Okay. I may have been gifted with an unnatural amount of naivete. And I say that because sometimes when you grow up, you don't know, or you just don't know any better. It's not necessarily your fault, because we all had parents, and they're gonna do their best to protect you in some way or fashion. I'm not saying I was sheltered. Was there a heavy hand of parenting and protection? Yes. This is all going to say that I may have grown up thinking I was white. Let me explain. I grew up in the suburbs of Cleveland. I'm not proud of it. It's a fact. In these suburbs, my parents, Daisy and Monroe Kidd, had a lovely house my dad paid for by working at a steel mill, and I was none the wiser of where we were. I played soccer in the CYO League. I went to St. Dominic's grade school, and earlier this afternoon when I was writing this, I had the notion that I was the only black kid, and then I remembered Michael Mumford and a couple other people, and I was like, oh, crap, that's not the case. But the sentiment is still the same. I'm talking about tokenism. Are you guys familiar with South Park? There's a character called Token. It's a little on the nose, and when that character was revealed to me when South Park came out, it kind of resonated a bit. What I mean by that is that growing up, my family, at least on my dad's side, didn't really get along at all, and I later found that out. And so I never really saw them that much. The only people I saw were the people in my community, my church group, and most of those people had something in common. I may have already said it. But I had no issues with it. I was playing soccer, I had friends, and as I would go through life, certain things would get peeled back, and I would think, oh, that's not how I thought it was. I really thought I was supposed to be here. So, as I'm going through my childhood, and I just think, I'm like everyone else. And then little things start showing up that maybe I'm not exactly the same. One that comes to mind is later on, I was in the sixth grade, and I didn't find this out till much later, but I was one of three black children who were expelled via nun at St. Dominic's. I honestly thought I was perfectly the same like everyone else. I'm like, I'm looking at Peter. He looks like me. We play soccer together. I'm looking at Brian. He's all of a sudden now 6'5". That is not fair. We're supposed to be the same. In fact, for some odd reason, I ended up being the shortest out of all of them. It's very weird. And as I go through life, like more and more things start being pulled back. Like, I'm just like you. Nope, your dad works at a steel mill. That dad is an accountant. That dad is a doctor. That dad's a lawyer. That dad's a doctor in a field that doesn't do medicine. You didn't even know that was a thing. And this is all to say that my parents never let me realize that, and I didn't understand it until all those things, as I became an adult, were pulled back. So spending a sleepover at Mr. Gasparini's with his son David and Brian, that was all normal. I didn't realize that that was the second sleepover, and Greg was actually the first one who got invited. Greg was the black kid who came in around fourth grade with Chris. That was right around the time when I wasn't alone. I mean, yeah, Michael was still there, but I think he did transfer to like public school or something. But more and more, as I grew older, it's like everything that I thought was true starts being pulled back. the world I believed it to be, that spell I was given as a child by my parents, starts to dissipate. And the most, it wasn't just at home either, it's everywhere I go. Like, you're a product of your environment. So if you pick that kid up and send him to his grandparents, like many of you done in the summer, and you have no notion of what's different, everything's normal. So when I would go spend time at my Aunt Bev's house, who's my grandfather's sister, it's weird family stuff like that, I go across the street and the kid tells me, "You talk white." I'm saying words. What do you mean I talk white? And honestly, the only reason you say that is because I did this little thingy where you just tap your fingers because you didn't respond quick enough to a simple question I asked you. And I wasn't talking white. I was talking like my grandmother told me to talk, who was a teacher in Savannah School District, and my grandfather, who was a principal in Savannah Duke School Districts. And you don't piss them off. I distinctly remember sitting in a car with my grandfather, and for some odd reason, we got on the topic of spankings. It's a thing, it's not right, but whatever. That was like the 80s. It's not like that still happens. And I was making comparisons as to the strength of said spankings to where planets were in the solar system. Yes, I was a weird child. And like, mom was like, "Oh, she's Mars, whatever." Dad was like, "Eh, he's the moon, whatever." Grandma, though, before I get to grandma, my aunt, who lives in the house now, she was like about Saturn. Grandma, Neptune. Grandpa? Grandpa was definitely Pluto, and that was who I was talking to. So the notion of not speaking correctly, even when you're swearing, who my grandmother was a master at swearing, was not the case. Like, you said the word correctly. And I will never forget the spell my grandmother broke in front of me. See, that whole story of my childhood growing up was to tell you that, you know what, I didn't think anything was wrong. I looked around everyone around me and thought, you know what, I'm just like them. My dad's a doctor, my dad's an accountant, my dad's a doctor in a thing that's not medicine. But no, he worked at a steel mill, and that was slightly different. I never knew the difference because he never actually talked about it. I didn't realize it until I actually worked there a summer and found out how much it sucks. Like, don't work in a steel mill. Just, I hate to say it, but buy it from China. But there I am in my grandmother's backyard, and I'm thinking, yeah, life is dope. So I exclaim in my childlike exuberance, "We're rich!" My grandmother shot her head around and says, "No, we are not. Your mother and your father work damn hard for what they have." I'm like, "What are you talking about? I'm around everyone else. We have the exact same stuff. We're in the same neighborhood." Nope. With age, the spells get pulled back. The stories that you're told by your parents to protect you, to keep you safe in a world that may not necessarily want you there, you start to see why they said it. That said, I am rich. I've got friends, I've got family, and I like to think that I was the precocious kid that was just being smart to my grandmother when she said, "No, you're not rich, they work hard." I'm like, "I meant family, grandma." But I think I knew better. Thank you.
Hey, everybody, thank you so much. Hey, so if you're rich, can I borrow some of that family? You're just like, till Friday, like, I'll pay you back. I just really need some family till Friday, please. Why am I doing like a stand-up setup here?